The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning.
Good morning. We talk the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
When the band began to play, the stars were shining bright.
And now the milkman's on his way. It's too late to say goodnight.
So good morning. Good morning. Sunbeams will soon smile through.
Good morning. Good morning to you and you and you and you.
Good morning. Good morning.
We gab the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to
you. Nothing will be grander than to be in Louisiana.
In the morning. In the morning. It's great.
It's too corny. I love it. Do you love it? Come on now. Come on.
To me, that is one of the greatest things. Again, if you're young, you got to watch Singing in the Rain with Gene Kelly, Donald O'Connor, and Debbie Reynolds. And that was one of the greatest performances, that particular number right there in this movie. I don't know what I was. I woke up. I said, look, we're good. Everything's okay. We're going to get there. We're doing a lot. You have politicians, despite in Washington, you see the president of the United States working with governors around the country, despite what you see in D.C. and that awful exchange and the rhetoric coming from the progressives down in Washington. Aside from that, around the country, we're going to get there. We're going to get there. You're going to see these cases of this Wuhan virus. You're going to see it slow down, and we got the places for the beds. We have New York doing trials today with the hydrochloroquine, which we talked about first on this show with Dr. Greer. So there's a lot of positive things, and a lot of positive things are going to happen. So then I said, good morning. I always sing that song, good morning. It's like they were up all night. And so I wanted to play something that was a little corny, but at least hopefully made you feel good. Gene Kelly, Donald O'Connor, and Debbie Reynolds. And I remember even when I was, my goodness gracious, I was right off. I must have been on Saturday Night Live when I first saw this movie, maybe before. And so what am I? I'm in my 20s, and I'm watching Singing in the Rain, still a masterpiece of a song. Hey, good morning to you. Good morning, good morning. A lot to get into. Please don't let the politicians in Washington upset you, because we're supposed to do this stimulus bill. And by the way, this is the third stage of the stimulus package. So checks will probably go out, hopefully today. But just, and I hate to start on a negative note, but it's just weird how these politicians, all they care about is themselves. They could care less about us. How scary is that? They don't care. Thank God you have President Trump and his task force. They did a 2-hour press conference yesterday. See that? You have Governor Cuomo stepping up for the people of New York. Even Gavin Newsom. I never thought I would say anything positive about these progressive governors, but they're doing a good job in this. We're in the heat of the battle right now. You know what? And people are stepping up for their, because there's some governors still whining, you know, but the president, I saw the president even thank Phil, meaning Phil Murphy from New Jersey. Phil Murphy never said thank you to the president, by the way, which a lot of us were waiting for that. But that's not going to happen because they're so progressive in New Jersey now. But aside from that, it was nice that the president gave a shout out to the governor of New Jersey and to Governor Cuomo and to Governor Newsom. And that's as it should be. But what's happening down there? And I don't understand the Republicans. I don't understand the Democrats. I just don't. I was a lifelong Democrat. You know the story. I was a blue dog. I said, okay, I'm a Democrat because we're for the people. We help the inner cities, and we help the working man. And I got into the party, and I started to study this, and I'm thinking, not so much. They could care less. It's all about power and control. power and control. They don't solve problems. They blame everybody, and they don't come up with any initiatives. Like, the inner cities are the one glaring, searing, vital thing I keep talking about. That was that wasn't that for JFK? Didn't JFK care about the less fortunate? Democrats, not, they don't care. It's so weird. And I don't say it in a vicious way. I'm just an observer, and I see they do not step up. They could care less. All they want is votes and power. And this, when they're about to settle this whole stimulus deal, and Chuck Schumer's about to sign off on it, and everything's okay, Nancy Pelosi flies in from San Francisco, and she's the Speaker of the House, but apparently she owns Chuck Schumer. She owns, and I could use vernacular that's a little inappropriate, and I won't, but Chuck Schumer is like a slave to Nancy Pelosi. Chuck Schumer, who was, I remember Chuck as Mr. Israel. Now he doesn't, because he could care less about Israel, because Nancy is afraid of the squad. She's afraid of the very progressive leftist, because she wants to stay as Speaker of the House. That must be a nice office they have down there, the Speaker, right? With the balcony that overlooks Washington, right? Yeah, oh, yeah, all those perks, all that power. Oh, they live for that power. They live for it. And Nancy Pelosi, I'm so disappointed that she's an Italian-American. My goodness gracious. She came in, she turned the whole thing upside down. And I thought Chuck Schumer had more guts than that. I thought Chuck Schumer was stronger than that. He's not. They're being run by the progressives. So, but it'll work out. They will work that out, and we will get there. But it's just unfortunate that you and I, what's happening with the people out of work? What about those of us who aren't getting, who have to pay people who work for us, but we don't get anything back in return from the government? Want to give us a little something? Nothing. It will turn out okay. But for the Democrats to hold up this Republican deal because of emissions on the airlines, did you see that? Did you see that thing? Senator Tom Cotton went through all the things that Democrats want. It's hysterical. Oh no, we want emission, better emissions from the airline industry. I swear to God, they said that. They put that in the bill. They put that in the bill. Yes, just that one thing alone would make you just crazy. Go what? It, like, I mean, meantime, they're all flying around on private jets. You know, they all get their little perks. Oh, we'll get there. It'll be all right. We'll work through. It's just unfortunate. But please, this is the thing you got to do. Don't get bitter, you know. Don't be a vindictive, but never forget. Never forget. A good Italian, I'm telling you something, right? Right? Yeah, I'm not mad. I don't get mad. I will never forget. I'm telling you. Don't forget about how the Democrats try to sabotage this for their own power, for things that don't even matter now. It's all about beating the coronavirus, right? And don't forget this. Because I saw here in the New York Times, I know, take it for what it's worth, is New York Times, I understand that. But they put in something here where officials in Wuhan, China, reading here from the Times, where the outbreak started. Okay, listen to what I'm about to tell you, please. Wuhan started, said today that public transportation would resume within 24 hours and that residents would be allowed to leave the city beginning April 8th. As infections appeared to be dwindling. You know what? They're going to... Yeah, you know exactly what I'm thinking. They're going to bring back Wuhan, China, where they have been so flagrant. Why in the name of God can't we have a world panel from all countries and slap down China? How much does China own us that we can't do that? And that's what I would applaud the president to do. President Trump to get up there with Trudeau, and I know with Merkel, you know, with Boris Johnson in London, and you know, maybe Macron in France, and they all get together and they just go, look, you're out of hand. You're out of hand. You're not adhering to the world, to the rest of the world environmentally. And where are the environmentalists with China? Where's this Green New Deal? Where's AOC in China? They are the biggest. They said, now, you know what the good thing about the Wuhan being shut down? People could see the sky. Do you hear what I'm telling you? They could see the sky. They couldn't see the sky before in Wuhan because of the industrial pollution. Where are all these environmentalists? Where are the environmentalists? I'm telling you, you can't. If Wuhan comes back now and they're going to open it up by April 8th, The next virus is waiting to get out of there. Shut them down. Mr. President, shut them down. Don't let any flights come in and out of the district, that's a province in China where Wuhan. I would just say, sorry, guys, love you, but no. And they should have a world panel that sits around and says, this is what you have to adhere by our standards right now. And you have and send China the bill for what the stimulus package is going to cost. Send them the bill. I dare you politicians to do that. I dare you to do that. You want to show strength? And Senator Tom Cotton is saying this. Josh Hawley, Dan Crenshaw, congressman from Texas. A lot of these guys are saying that. Build China. Don't be afraid of them. Now is the time to decouple and break away. Otherwise, we are going to have, I'm telling you, I see it as we broadcast on the show. It turns into a common sense show. A quarter after 6 o'clock with Joe. There's so much. I have papers all in front of me. I'm trying to cover everything. But it's like, we've got to decouple from China. Now is the time to do it. Look, we love you. President Xi, we love you. You're my friend. But look, we can't, we don't trust you guys after that. What you've done, the tens of thousands of people that you killed. Come on. Where's the guts? Where's the guts? And we'd like everybody, and we'd like you. We don't want a loan. We want you to pay for this. Come on. Somebody's got to step up. Oh, Lord. All we do, they're fighting in Washington. The Republicans and the Democrats in Washington should be thinking how they're going to get money from China and how we're gonna, they're going to keep China shut down. And don't talk to me about racism. Don't you dare talk to me about racism. Shut it down. Because I'm telling you, if you watch any of these you documentaries, you follow this Wuhan district, they're going to have there's a bird virus that's out there. They're talking about another bird virus that's out there. It's going to be all over again. Oh, don't get me started. Newt Gingrich on the show this morning. How about that? Former Speaker of the House, really one of the brightest men in politics ever. And I just love when he was Speaker, you know, he came up with the Contract with America and Bill Clinton took every single one of Newt Gingrich's idea. And you got to give Clinton credit, I'm telling you. You think Clinton was a smart, he knew. He went, oh, what's Newt saying? Okay, I'll use that. It just made the country better. Unfortunately, Newt didn't get credit for it from the president. But his new book is Shakedown, and we're going to be talking with Newt. I'll ask him about this China deal and how we could get together. He's a brilliant man, a common sense guy. And Susan from Rhino Shield, we're going to talk to Susan about how small businesses are hurting and what we could do to help our small businesses. Gordon Chang on the show. There it is right there. Everything that I learned from China, I always say Professor Chang. Gordon knows so much. He's so objective about it. We will get into it in a big way in the 8 o'clock hour right after the news. We're going to talk with Gordon Chang, pundit, author, and he is just a great guy. Great guy. He and his wife are friends, and he is the guy that really enlightened so many of us, and me included, in regards to China and the dangers of China. Carol Alt will join us. Hello. Carol and I have been going back and forth and texting back and forth. She's so smart. She actually has some great health tips that are natural that can offset, listen to me, that can offset malaria and viruses. Carol's going to tell you a story when she was in Africa shooting a film, and then everybody got malaria. She did not. Only Carol Alt. She's the only one because she always stays so healthy, and will give you those tips, and Carol Alt will pass on those tips to you about how to stay healthy at this time. Mike Gallagher, we love Mike. You always at 877-970-2999. And you know what? And also, I got to tell you this too. So you've been hearing about the masks, We don't have masks. We don't have masks. There's no masks. What masks do you need? N95. We need the N95 because the N70, I don't know if there is an N70, but the N less than 95, all the little particles, the molecules will get through that mask. You need an N95. Oh, yeah. Everybody, where's the mask? Everybody's complaining. Mr. President, where's our mask? We have no mask. New York City, we can't get masks because there's so much red tape in New York City. So, and thank God the president has sent everything, and Governor Cuomo's on top of it all, thank goodness. So, but, I go on Amazon, listen to me, I go on Amazon, I told you, and I go, N95 mask, I punch it in, they go, yeah, available. They were about $20 a piece, $20, not bad, right? And so I ordered like a half a dozen for my children masks, and they came in like 2 days. I mean, so somebody help me out here. If I can go on Amazon. I said, maybe Mayor de Blasio should try going on Amazon. I'm just saying. The masks came in 2 days. It was like, boom. Oh, what's that? Oh, my gosh. The cardboard was at the mail gal brought the mail in. I saw the Amazon thing. I put my rubber gloves on. I opened up the mail. I didn't know because the coronavirus that lives on cardboard for like 24 hours. That's what I heard. So I'm wearing gloves. But if the mask thing, come on, the mask thing. I mean, so I got it, and now I'm just – but I would like to say if there is a health professional out there listening and you need the mask, I'll keep a couple for my kids, and I'll be happy to send you the masks. Because, and if you need more, let me know. I'll go on Amazon. I'll get them for you. I'm just saying. Hey, Joe on the radio, 20 minutes after 6 o'clock. We got a lot to get into. Frank is here, and Albert is here. And by the way, Frankie Five Boroughs, good morning to you, my
friend. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Frank told me the funniest thing. I know we got to break. And Albert, good morning to you. The guys are in good spirits. Listen, I got to tell you, Al and Frank, I'm very proud of you guys coming in every morning like that. No, I'm telling you. And I know you're getting hazard pay from the company, right?
Hold on. Let me sip my coffee that I brought from home.
Whoa. Hey, what happened? Your coffee that you brought from home.
Right.
That's it.
You're the hazard pay should be if I have to stay at home and do the show because I'm going to wake everybody up.
And then when we come back, we're going to talk about what Frankie saw in my office. And then he requested. It was so funny. Hold it. But I appreciate the guys coming in. And Debbie's out there somewhere. And we'll check it out. Hey, did you get your balance of nature yet? You got to get balance of nature because it builds up your immune system. And now more than ever, you need to build up your immune system. And it's what I do. I have to tell you, because I'm telling you, a couple weeks ago, I caught something, whatever it was. People were sneezing. They were coughing on me. Remember I told you that? And I caught something, and this was 2 weeks ago, and I just hunkered down for about 24 hours, upped my dosage of Balance of Nature, knowing that a daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. And then I was done. 24 hours, boom, it was done. And even now, I stay on Balance of Nature because you need to build up your immune system. And you could do it with antioxidants. The antioxidants come from fruits and vegetables, right? And just not to get technical, this is not an FDA claim, by the way. This isn't a clinical claim. This is Joe talking. This is what I do. And yes, I'll make something every night. I've been having the garlic. That's like the Italian penicillin, they call it, right? You have garlic is great, fights off. And Carol Alt's going to join us, and she'll tell you all the natural things. But Balance of Nature is a vegetarian capsule with 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. And I'm telling you, all doctors will tell you, those are antioxidants, and those antioxidants in turn, once you put them in your body, fight the free radicals, viruses and flu and sniffles and allergies. That's what plants, fruits, and vegetables do. You have it in a vegetarian capsule within Balance of Nature. And now you get 35% off, please. 35% off and free shipping on any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. 800-246-8751. You know what? Now more than ever. 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. Use that discount code, The Answer.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
A very special guest is Congressman Peter King from New York's 2nd Congressional District. 237 represents the security in the Brentwood School District. Mm-hmm. We know about MS-13. We've been hearing about them for quite some time, and I want to commend you for bringing the attention to this gang violence and also doing something about it.
MS-13 is particularly brutal. There's been a total of 17 murders on Long Island in 14, 15 months. This is just killing for the sake of killing. And the irony is, though, the most tragic part of it is they target other immigrants. I mean, I would say every person who has been killed by MS-13 is either an immigrant, young person themselves, or a son or daughter of immigrants. So it's their own community that they're terrorizing. It's absolutely horrific.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Few moments bring you joy like going to the mailbox after you've done your taxes, reaching in and pulling out that one item you've been waiting so... What? Someone already filed my return? During tax season, your personal info like your name or social security number may be emailed and shared more than usual. Criminals can steal info from your devices and sell it on the dark web, or use it to commit identity theft. Good thing LifeLock monitors your personal info, alerts you to possible suspicious activity, and if you become a victim of identity theft, a dedicated identity restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But thanks to LifeLock, tax season doesn't have to tax your peace of mind. Join today at LifeLock.com and save up to 25% off your first year with promo code SMART. That's promo code SMART for 25% off at LifeLock.com.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com. Got something to say? Call into the Joe Piscopo Show right now, 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999.
A ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
Oh, it's me doing Bruce. New Jersey, baby.
And the memory still sticks to me like an all slip to the sea. I love you then, you know I love you now. Whoa, New Jersey, I wanna take you out on a moonlit night and make out in the backseat for my next car, David's car.
That's from the album New Jersey, where that song was written by Nate Herman from Chicago, and he handed me that song. Never happens. Never happens. I'm telling you, even on SNL, when you, I could name the times I was handed a sketch that you really didn't have to change anything, because it's very, very tough to get it just right. This guy, Nate, hands me this song. And as a matter of fact, he wrote the David Lee, I did a David Lee Roth parody on one of my HBO specials, and I forget the name of the song, but it was an inappropriate title, which I won't say on the air, but he wrote that song too, which was great. This guy, Nate Herman, so credit to my Chicago buddy, Nate Herman, and for writing that New Jersey song. Hey, Joe on the radio, great to have you here. So I gotta tell you, so Frank says to me, in the middle of the show, like yesterday, the day before. So Hillary Kramer, you know, the brilliant, brilliant economist. She's just a great gal that comes on the air. She has her own show, Hillary Kramer. Give you all those great stock tips. So she, this was 2-3 weeks ago. She gave me some bourbon and some gin, and I'm not drinking these days. But she got New Jersey made bourbon from Asbury Park, or so. It was very, very nice and very thoughtful, right? So like, oh, this is so nice. This is great, great. So I put it in my office because they look kind of funny, and it's a great conversation piece. It says it's got bourbon, Asbury Park bourbon. I don't know if that's the name of it, something like that. And it's got like some other booze, vodka or something from another part of Jersey. And a great as a conversation piece, because you know me, I'm never going to end up drinking it. So then Frank says to me just the other day, in the middle of a commercial break off mic, are you going to drink that bourbon in your office? I said, Frank, so let me say on the air, for your stellar work on the radio program, Mr. Morano, take the bourbon.
That's very nice, Joe.
Leave the gun, take the bourbon. I mean, just go.
I appreciate that. I didn't want to, you know, I figured you wouldn't even notice if it was
gone. Yeah,
and even
yeah,
Al
yeah.
said that to me. He says, why are you even asking? He's not going to drink it. He's not going to notice.
You got him a George Foreman grill that sat in his office for years
until
you happened to notice it when you were lying on the couch in the corner. He wouldn't have known it was gone.
One eye open. That bum. I got him.
I'm not drinking for the time being anyway, but in 16, trust me, in 16 days, I am more than make up for that. But it seems anyway, such a shame. Absolutely. I think it's been more like a month and a half that whiskey has just been on your desk.
Wow.
So it just seems wasted whiskey.
It's aging well then.
Tomorrow, Frank is going to have the exact day and date that bottle sat in there by the hour and minute.
But don't you drink on Sundays when you could? Did you?
No, I've done that in previous years, but this year I'm just doing.
You're kidding me.
Straight 40 days, whatever.
Frank, that's impossible for you. Are you okay?
I'm fine. I'm doing
fine. Do you have delirium tremors? Do you have delirium tremors?
No. I said to my wife yesterday, I said, I don't remember the last time. It may never have happened, but it's been years since I've gone 29 straight days without a drop of alcohol. and so, no, I'm serious. I said, and I don't feel that bad. I said, this is my proof to myself that I'm not really an alcoholic because, you know, I'm able to deal with it. Seriously.
Contrary to everybody else around you telling you.
True. But I take, have the, you know, again, take the bourbon. You're more than welcome to
thank
have
the bourbon.
Thank you very
much. Now, unfortunately, there's nobody with keys to your office that is currently coming
you
into
were,
work.
Hey, Al, help me out here because this is something. And I see the calls. And
I'm not breaking into
629.
Your
no, listen. So they gave me a set of keys because we're in so early. So I have a set of keys for, it actually gets into, I guess, the executive. The conference room and restroom over there, and then it gets into my office, and then there's some other keys I have no idea even what they're for. So I guess they get into the room. Yeah, they get into like the once we lock the outside door to the hallway that comes into the sales area. So I have the keys. Now I get them, and I've had them, and then I hide a set of keys because I said to Frank, if you ever need my office, because you always work crazier hours than I do, take the office.
Which is very nice, by the way. I appreciate that.
No, listen, that's the least I could do on that burlap couch. I know you appreciate that. It's so, so Frank and I kind of share the office, and the keys are hidden. Of course, I kept losing them. They were all around in my radio bag. I didn't know where
Frank
they were.
You seem to have the same problem. Frank loses his keys. It costs him thousands of dollars to replace. Lose the keys.
Yeah.
We've made now what seven duplicates?
So I went to the last one. I said, "Oh, I've been traveling all around. Did I leave them on a plane? I didn't know where they were." So then, I said to Matt Sambolin, our operations manager, "Matt, could you make some extra?" So he makes the keys. I hold on to them, guard them with my life, right? But then Frank keeps asking me about the keys, man. He's like, "Where are the keys? Could you not get in the office, Frank? Is that what that was?"
That's
you
correct. Yes. But I figured since you're stuck in the house. Now's a good time to look for all the sets of keys. So as I understand it, you have controlled a total of three sets of keys. And now, after my prodding yesterday and annoying now recovered two. Right? So you've now recovered two of the three.
I have three sets. I have three sets now.
Is it amazing all this free time that you have?
But no, you have two,
Fine
right? So you still, one is still at large. No, one is still missing.
I think I have three.
You have all three. Oh, great. Okay. Great.
You know what's going to happen, too?
But
all
Frank,
this downtime?
Frank gets obsessed with things like the New Year's Eve. I thought it was kind of like that. So I said, oh, my gosh, he's getting crazy about the keys, but maybe he can't get in. Let me see. So I turn my whole radio bag upside down. Blink keys, blink keys, blink more keys.
Yeah,
I got
there.
Three. I have three sets.
Oh,
Frank.
Wow. All right.
Whatever you need.
You know what's funny? If Frank does some searching now that we have all this free time, like I'm going to be doing some spring cleaning and stuff, watch how Frank finds the car keys that he's lost.
Oh,
and he's already spent like
you know
thousands
what?
Because
you know, this is a story you don't want to miss. Let me, if I may, fellas, let me go to Charlie on the line, and then when we come back, Frank's going to tell you, which you probably heard on his show, but what he went through, because these are the little things that drive us crazy, because trust me, it's a good day, and we will get there, and put your mind at ease, and enjoy the time, and decompress, because before you know it, we will be back to the insane schedule that we always keep. And Newt Gingrich is going to join us today, and Gordon Chang, and Carol Alt as well, and Mike Gallagher. Let me go to Charlie, Professor Finch, always something vital to say, and we appreciate that, Charlie, and wish you all the very best this morning, my friend. How you doing?
You guys are great, and Debbie too. Joe, I bet you one Pelosi proposal, which Frank Morano supports, is to retire the debt of the United States Postal Service. The Postal Service, which is in the United States Constitution, was forced by President George W. Bush, and we know what we feel about him and Obama, to pay all its debt and tax obligations, as Frank Morano knows, up front, and they've been behind the financial eight ball ever since. If Congress finally passes this bill, Joe, to help workers, including our mail carriers who are wandering around with masks and gloves on, putting themselves at risk like our first responders, then we'll be able to institute some of the Morano proposals for the Postal Service, like postal savings accounts.
Yep.
Over to you, Frank. Onward and forward.
Charlie, thank you. You know, the thing is, and we'll go to a break now, but the thing is, Charlie, you're absolutely right. That's a great idea. That's a great idea. And whatever they and what they and they want to deal with something with the union, sure. Not now. Not now. Just get through. Get the money to the corporations so the money so they could pay people for crying out loud, right? And get the money. Get cash to the people that need it. Don't put all those things in now because once they do the postal thing, then they're going to do the Green New Deal situation. Yes, they have that in there. Airlines have to they have to be like emissions compliant by 2025. And so Senator Cotton was so funny yesterday. He goes, well, I don't know. You know, we're good as Americans, but can we really make electric planes and plug in an airplane? You know, by 2025, we're going to plug it in. And listen to me, too, if I may, if I can. You want everything electric. You want everything electric. You want everything electric. This is what's going to happen because I know now. I am going to be the prepper. I'm going to make my house the bunker. I'm telling you. I'm going to put an area in. I'm getting a month or two worth of the foods. I'm thinking of seriously, you know, registering with the NRA and getting a gun. I'm telling you. Because you know what? There's crazy people out there. Once this, it's not, we got a handle on this, but people panic and I worry about it. So I want, and now you're going to want a car, right? You're going to want a vehicle. God forbid somebody needs to go to a hospital in a time of emergency. You know, whether it's a, God forbid, another 9/11, another virus that the Chinese are planning as we speak, for crying out loud, in my opinion, sorry. But the fact that you want an electric vehicle, there's going to be no electricity. How are you going to charge your car up? I'm telling you what's going to happen. How many times, and I know this from Sandy, and I've always expressed this concern to you when Sandy was there, when I'm out in the boondocks and I got the kids, we had no electricity. There was no heat. There was no water. There was no nothing. Remember that? Just for about a couple of days until Governor Christie stepped up, and he was a great general in that time. Whether you like him or not, he showed up. He showed up and he really brought law and order back to New Jersey in a brilliant way. He really did. But if you're going to try to get you have a car and then all of a sudden, well, you have an electric vehicle and that battery's running down. How do you plug it in if there's no power? I just put that forth. So right now, I wish that the Congress, they're going to work together. They're going to get this deal done. Let's just take care of the working men and women. Let's take care of the folks that deserve it most. Take care of those companies. They're going to get the money back from the companies. It's not going to be like a bailout like what President Obama did. Those companies have to be able to pay their workers, including the airlines, for example. Sure. Post office, absolutely, when and if we get there. A lot to talk about this morning, 877-970-2999 on our Balance of Nature phone lines. You're more than welcome to call. 636 already. Look at this. It's March 24th. It's a Tuesday. We got this. We're going to get through this. Big Al standing by with the headline news right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
38 degrees at 637. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New Jersey now has the third highest number of COVID-19 cases in the nation. Number of confirmed cases in the state has risen to 2,844. 27 people have died from the virus. That's as of yesterday. State officials say their aggressive testing for the virus was the reason behind the high number of cases. Governor Murphy says schools across the state should expect to be closed for an extended period of time due to the coronavirus pandemic. Attorney General Gurbier Graywall says there will be legal consequences for non-essential retail businesses that violate the state's stay-at-home order. And another testing center has opened up in Secaucus this morning as well. We'll get you details a little bit later on. Governor Cuomo says four emergency hospitals are being set up at the Javits Center in Manhattan as part of the efforts to expand the healthcare system's capacity during the coronavirus outbreak. He toured the facility yesterday, saying each one of the emergency field hospitals includes 250 beds, meaning an additional 1,000 beds can be brought online. Governor Cuomo says his greatest concern currently is increasing the number of ventilators within the state. He's calling on additional help from the federal government. Hospitals should be ready for patients in less than 10 days. In sports, the Quest Diagnostics Training Center is closed. Giants shut it down at the end of business on Friday. It follows the state of New Jersey issuing a stay-at-home order over the weekend. Most employees had already been working remotely. The Jets are making a financial contribution to help during the coronavirus outbreak. The team and the Johnson family making a $1 million joint donation to the United Way. It will help families and individuals across multiple agencies. Stuck in traffic? W. Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Alternate side parking rules suspended. Metered parking rules remain in effect. Really icy in Connecticut. Northbound 15 up in Hamden. Watch for an accident. Harlem River Drive southbound slowing down through the 140s. And it's busy on the BQE East getting up toward the Battery Tunnel. Stop and go traffic LIE West right into Woodhaven Boulevard. No problems at the Queens Midtown Tunnel or the Edcotch 59th Street Bridge. Earlier problems on Lakeland Ave in Bohemia cleared out of the way. 684 southbound slowing down by exit 3 into Armonk. That's an accident. And on the New York State Thruway North, exit 14, an accident being cleared getting up past Spring Valley. 23 south ramp to 287 south in Riverdale. Watch for that large sinkhole. Sunny today with a high of 56. Tomorrow, rain likely with a high in the 40s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Glassdoor. Glassdoor only matches you with qualified job candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Find the right fit for your business. Glassdoor.
Uh-oh, it's the final countdown before tax day. Dum-da-dum-dum. Don't spend another sleepless night worrying about your taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more, there is local help available right here in Jersey City. JLD Tax Resolution Corp. has helped clients save millions of dollars. Don't let letters and calls from the IRS paralyze you with fear. Call JLD Tax at 201-379-2572.
This is John Donenfeld, president of JLD Tax Resolution Corp. Don't waste your time and hard-earned money with national companies. How confident can you feel resolving this with a phone call across the country? Please call me. Come to my office in Jersey City. Let's meet for your free consultation and discuss how I can help you in person. Don't call an 800 number. Call me right here in Hudson County at 201-379-2572.
Call Jonathan at 201-379-2572. Whether it's filing your W-2s or settling large IRS debt, call JLD Tax Resolution Corp. 201-379-2572 or visit 201tax.com. That's 201tax.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
My friends, with the coronavirus scare pushing interest rates to an all-time low, now is the time to call Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage. 888-888-1172, 888-888-1172. With rates at historic lows, now is the time to refinance, consolidate debt, take out cash tax-free, buy your first home or your dream home. For years, you've heard Hugh Hewitt talk about Andrew and Todd, and it's true, even though Hugh said it. They really are a friendly and trustworthy team. They process your loan from start to finish because they're a bank, not a broker. Answer a few simple questions at andrewandtodd.com. They'll assess your long and short-term needs, find your best options, and walk you through every step of the way. So now is the time. Buy that home, lower your rate, shorten your term, or consolidate debt. Whatever your need is, call Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage. 888-888-1172. 888-888-1172 or online, andrewandtodd.com.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the impact of coronavirus and the upcoming election, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text money to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text money to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and better protect yourself from sudden downturns. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to stay or when to get out. Text money to 411-411 and we'll send you a link to our free demo. Text money to 411-411 so you can better protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point. Don't wait. Text money to 411-411.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning. Great to have you with us. 6:43 on AM 970, The Answer. When you think about outstanding Italian restaurants, the only name that should come to mind is Michael's of Brooklyn.
They're the best when it comes to their sauce. You know, they make their fresh tomato and basil. By the way, it's right there. They make it in Avenue R and Ostrand where they are. And you know, I've been telling you now for years, they're one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America. And this according to the Food Network. So you can go to Avenue R and Ostrand and Michael's of Brooklyn, right? Fred's there and Johnny and Michael himself, right? But this was great because now to help you out, you could pick up orders and take them out. You could call Michael's of Brooklyn. I'm going to give you the number, and you could get a takeout from one of the five best Italian restaurants in America. How great is that? Here is the number for Michael's of Brooklyn. Fred and Johnny and the family standing by, please. 718-998-7851. 718-998-7851. And again, as you listen around the country and you send me those beautiful notes from around the country, and I love you for that. So proud to have you listening to us here. You know, as we broadcast from New York and we go all around the country now with this, to what these kids listen to on the radio, you know, the AM970TheAnswer.com, that app. Thank you. But go to your supermarket when you're shopping and you got your gloves on and your mask on and you're being careful like me. Go to the Italian sauces. You will find Michael's of Brooklyn. That is made right in Brooklyn. Take that home. You're going to love it. Best sauce out there. All right. In the meantime, if you're local and you want to pick up from one of the five best Italian restaurants in America, call 718-998-7851. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic taste of Italy since 1964.
Larry Elder, the sage from South Central, tonight at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio with Frank and Al and Debbie, 645. Great to have you with us. We got this. We got this. You got this. Everything's going to be all right. It's going to be a good day. We're going to find out. I'm dying to hear about what's happening with these trials in New York. Thanks to President Trump, he fast-tracked through the FDA that hydrochloroquine, which we heard from our friend Dr. Greer. Frankie got Dr. Greer on the show, which I appreciate. Just this guy, I mean, forget about it. He was so ahead of everybody else. And he said, yeah, we got Remdesivir. Where did you hear that? You heard it on this show. Thanks to Frank Morano for bringing Stephen Greer on the show. And I see, Frankie, that's a very nice tweet, a very nice email we got from look at this. This was from Dr. Greer. Can I read this on the air?
Yeah, why not? Go ahead.
Now, I was just reflecting. This is from Dr. Stephen Greer. This is the brilliant doctor we had on that it said everything that's happening now, that's unfolding now, he said we could do like a week ago. So he goes, I was just reflecting. Joe is really good. How about that, Frankie? Thank you very much. All right. Mm-hmm. He understands subtle interpersonal dynamics. Best interviews I have ever done. Look at that. Look from Stephen Greer. I am very, very honored. And if you could just give him my personal information, if he needs, we should hang. Now I want to hang out with this guy. You know,
like, I'm going to warn after him that you're going to ask him all sorts of medical questions.
Get his cell phone, man. Right. I guess because I doc, you're a great guy. Can I have that prescription for Remdesivir, please? I just like to stock it up in my prepper house.
Exactly. Do you have Corona? No, but I want to be ready in case I get
exactly,
it.
Exactly. No, that I tell you what, I say that with great respect to Dr. Stephen Greer. He was ahead of the curve. I'm so proud to be on this radio show. I have a new kind of a renewed sense of responsibility as a broadcaster during this tough time. We're in a ridiculous crisis here. Ridiculous because it didn't have to happen, yet they some people will spew the stupidity upon us, whether it's another country or other politicians within our country, and we will just deal with it. And so help me God, we will prevail and we will sustain through it all. We really will. We're stronger than people can even imagine. Let me go to Albert, if I may, in Manhattan. Albert, thanks for calling. How you doing? Everything okay in your life?
Knock on wood, everything is fine. I have no complaints, Joseph.
Yes, that's what we like to hear.
Guideline.
God bless you. God bless.
I wanted
yes,
to
sir.
Tell you, Joseph, I don't usually discuss religion on the air for fear of getting struck by lightning. however, the Pope had announced that tomorrow at noon, he is asking the entire world, and you'll appreciate this as a fellow Catholic, he's asking the entire world to pray the Our Father at noon tomorrow.
Oh, is that right? Did he say that? That's
yes,
okay.
It's all over the news. The Vatican News.
Italy time or New York time? Do we know?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, they mentioned noon, so I'm just going to, I don't think I'm going to you know, yeah. I'll go on my own time.
Yeah. So it's about 1 o'clock our time. No, actually, you know, if it's noon, it'll be about, I guess it'll be
8 hours.
Yeah. 7 hours before. Yeah. But, well, you know what? Thank you, Albert. Thank you, my brother. Thank you. Stay safe and thanks for listening. We always appreciate it, my friend. That's good to know. I'll do that. Al, are you in? Are you in? Father, come on.
No.
Come on. No.
Praise Jesus.
Come on.
No. Speaking of church, did you see the pastor in Louisiana who hosted hundreds of people over the weekend at his church and said he would cure them of the coronavirus?
Oh, gee, what happened?
Jesus will cure them of the coronavirus. Oh, yeah. When you hear this guy's name, it's going to be great. I'm just trying to find the article real quick.
Did anybody get sick, though, from
this? Well, I'm assuming at some point we're going to find out that some of these people have had it. His name is Tony Spell. He's going to put a spell on you, all right.
I'm going to put a spell on you.
So the church hosted more than 1,800 people during this outbreak. This is in central Louisiana. And apparently 26 buses were used to pick people up from around the Baton Rouge area, transport them to the Life Tabernacle Church's Sunday service. Pastor Tony Spell says the way to handle a pandemic is through the healing hand of Jesus.
That's great. Listen, it's called, you know me, I believe in prayer. I'm surprised that Pope Francis would do something that like he didn't say pray for climate change or anything like that, that it was actually the good old-fashioned Our Father. But you guys, I'm at church every day. Our Father, man, they got to update it. And I know my listener Joe said, Joe, keep the Our Father the way it is. When they sing it now. They sing it in church if you're in a Catholic mass. Rather than singing the Our Father is one of the greatest prayers ever. No matter of any denomination, if you listen to the words, it's a beautiful prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. It's great. It's a humble. It's about humility and about being thankful. Our Father's great. And then they sing it like this. It's Our Father who art in heaven. I'm telling you, that's as slow as it goes. And I'm looking at my watch. I'm going like, oh, my God. And
hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. Yeah. I know you.
And you know, Frank.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
There it is, Al. I'm telling you. I say the prayer to myself.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our... See, they should do a metal version. You get more people in church.
I would like that. But when they start slow like that, I say it to myself. I'm done in like 5 seconds. You know, Our Father won't never be named here. But why is it so slow?
Amen.
They should be, yeah, exactly. Amen. They should put a
when
little
you're supposed
beat
to
it.
Slow down and reflect. Joe wants speed church. 5 minutes, get in, out, say the prayer, bang. You know, like it just... Out the door. Whoop. Leave the money while you're working out. Forget the collection.
Well, God is a busy guy. He doesn't have time to sit and listen to everybody's prayers.
What are you talking about?
No,
God has time for everyone.
All right. Well, God,
isn't that what's supposed to?
Trying to balance a lot of stuff.
No, I swear, I look at that cross sometimes. Like I can see Jesus' eyes raise up and go,
tick-tock.
Jesus, he looks at his watch. Well, can we just jump this together, please?
Imagine. What a bit. Imagine Jesus looking at his sundial like, all right, look.
I came back to life to sit in this for 2 hours.
Right.
Come on.
God forgive us, for we have sinned, you know. No, Jesus, he was a nice Jewish boy. He would go, hey, could we hurry up, please? Jesus. Come on, Deb. You know, Our Father, choral version.
That.
Man, I always like a choir. If you can't afford a choir, can we swing it a little bit? Just a little something. I don't know.
Yeah,
we have to come up with a new version of it. Deb, how you doing this morning? Well, you doing okay? Settled in?
I'm impressed that Al knew the Our Father. I just
heard
him
man.
It. That's
oh,
very
we'll get
impressive.
Him. We're gonna
yeah.
get him. We're gonna get him soon. It's the end of time.
Yes,
you know, the world is ending. Yeah. Al'll show up at church. No, he'll be at a packaged goods place getting beer. Hey, 6:52. Debbie's out there looking out for you on the roads on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, good morning to you, Joe. Good morning, Frank and Al. Good morning, everybody. We're seeing volume, guys, believe it or not, on the eastbound BQE, getting up toward the Battery Tunnel, right up toward the Brooklyn Bridge. Also seeing some slowdowns, LIE, westbound into Woodhaven Boulevard. And expect some slowdowns as you take a ride to the Harlem River Drive south. That's slowing down 140s right down toward the 130s. Hudson River crossings okay. Alternate side parking rules suspended. Metered parking rules in effect. 23 South ramp over to 287 South in Riverdale. Watch for that big sinkhole. Some volume on 18 North at Centennial Ave in Piscataway. Paramus Road is busy already into Bergen Community College. That's the testing site for the coronavirus testing. And also a brake check here on Father Capodanno Boulevard into Seaview Ave.
as you head out to the area of South Beach. That's also another test site over in that area. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
I'm PBA President Pat Lynch. Right now, police officers, healthcare workers, and so many other essential employees are heading to work. We can't stay home. Our mission comes first. We have to protect you on the front lines of a global health crisis. And we're not just battling the virus. We're still fighting crime, responding to emergencies, and keeping our city running. Yes, these are the jobs we signed up for, but we aren't the only ones who sacrifice. Our families are sacrificing along with us, and they bear the greatest burden. They support us through long hours and uncertain schedules. They share our stress and our fatigue. And if we're exposed to the virus at work, they could be exposed too. So when you think about the cops and other frontline workers who are still on the job and at risk, remember, we aren't alone. Our families are on the front lines too, and they deserve all of our respect.
It starts small. No soy milk. Almond is fine.
Okay.
But then your boss tells you to switch offices with Jeff.
But...
And when buying a car, you know you have to compromise.
Well, what about the all-new Nissan Sentra? It's radically redesigned with zero-gravity seats, a quilted leather interior, and it has the most standard safety features in its class.
So, no compromise then. Okay.
Refuse to compromise with the all-new Nissan Sentra.
Ward segmentation 2020 Sentra versus latest in-mark and economy compact class competitors. See owner's manual for safety information. Availability of features vary by vehicle model year, model, trim level, packaging, and options. Base models compared based on manufacturer's websites.
You see them all around town. Cintas trucks and their service reps taking care of customers. When companies use Cintas, you know they're confident and ready. Cintas helps with their fire protection and first aid and safety programs, handles their apparel solutions, and helps keep their facility and restrooms clean and stocked. So you know those companies care about their employees, facilities, and image. When all those things work together, they're ready for business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Today will turn out partly to mostly sunny with a breezy, milder afternoon, high 55. Clear this evening and increasing cloud later tonight, low 42 at Midtown, low and mid-30s in some of the colder northern and western suburbs. Tomorrow will be a cloudy, breezy, chillier day with occasional rain from mid-morning on, the high 46. Thursday, mostly sunny and milder again, high 55. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Thank you, Joe Lundberg. 5 minutes before 7 o'clock. I know it's hard to know who to trust when you're selling your home. If you're retiring, looking to sell your home, you got to check out Calamine & Company Real Estate. It's the best agency for you. They only represent sellers, putting sellers' needs above everything else. Louis Calamine and his team take a client-focused, old-school approach to real estate. Whatever needs to be done to get the deal closed quickly. And for top dollar, Calamine & Company Real Estate gets that job done. They also specialize in selling estate-owned properties. They're regularly hired by executors, administrators, attorneys, even the surrogates court. You know what I love about Calamine & Company, and what is most impressive about them is their 100% success rate. That's right. They sell 100% of properties bought to market. No other broker can possibly make that claim. Offices are in Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, and on Staten Island. Here's a number for Calamine, 718-998-1100, 718-998-1100, or go please to calamine.com. Clients come first at Calamine and Company Real Estate.
Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news, what it means, why it matters. Afternoons at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
It's Joe Piscopo on the radio with Frank Morano and Al Gattullo and Debbie Duhaime. Newt Gingrich coming up in the next hour. Mr. Speaker will join us. We'll talk to Susan about Rhino Shield, who we love Rhino Shield. And we're going to talk about how small businesses are hurting. And Susan, you know, she's in the head of the – you can get Rhino Shield now, by the way. You can do it now. There's no contact. We'll talk to Susan about that because a lot of small businesses are hurting. Gordon Chang will join us, the great Gordon Chang. He's the man. He warned us what – you know, if he – the red flag, so to speak, that Gordon Chang – put before us about China for years now and how politicians have just ignored it, except for President Trump. Thank you very much. It's just amazing. Gordon is going to talk about China and what we can do, how we could trust them. Where do we go from here after we now we see the Wuhan district now coming back to life and they're going to open flights up? to that district of China now? Excuse me. Carol Alt has got some great health tips for you. Mike Gallagher as well. And Mark Garber is an attorney. We're going to talk about employment, what you can do, where you can get your money in the 9 o'clock hour. And Tim Kakachi, from Yonkers, New York. Hey, you know, it's Joe on the radio. We love having you with us. We got this. It's going to be all right. Everybody settle down. Let's get into the show. Let's have a great Tuesday. It's your day. It's your time. And we're coming right back at you. Don't go away.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
38 degrees at 6:58. I'm Al Gattulo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. Local lawmakers say they're worried a major migration of residents to their beach homes due to the COVID-19 pandemic could overwhelm local resources. Ortley Beach Assemblyman Greg McGluckin says a surge of people to their beach homes could strain healthcare facilities and grocery stores that are already overburdened. Governor Murphy has ordered all residents to remain in their ordinary homes during the pandemic. There are more than 23,000 coronavirus cases in New York State, including 183 deaths. The bulk of the cases are in New York City, with over 13,000 cases, 125 deaths. Mayor de Blasio kicking up enforcement of social distancing restrictions, especially in city parks, saying police will be on patrol, breaking up any gatherings or crowds. A city principal is dead after suffering complications from coronavirus. 36-year-old DeZan Roman, responsible for the Brooklyn Democracy Academy in Brownsville. The institution is a transfer school for students who have dropped out or fallen behind in credits in traditional high schools. Both Suffolk and Nassau counties now reporting thousands of coronavirus cases. Suffolk reports nearly 1,500, 116 hospitalizations, 38 in critical condition. Nassau County has over 2,400 confirmed cases, 11 in critical condition. Two new COVID-19 related deaths reported in Nassau County yesterday, 13 total dying in Suffolk County. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.